the head of the church should be a man. So pastoral leadership is for the men's role.
Why would a woman of God have an earring in her nose?
You're not reading the Bible, you're not mature in the faith, and sorry, Mr. Mike Todd, you are not preaching the truth.
There's no way that you could actually walk out of your house looking the way you do these days. There's no way men are not committing sin every single day. It's fashion, and God is against fashion.
Hey y'all, and welcome back to the show. It's been a minute since I have recorded an episode for you guys, but today is actually going to be cool, calm, and collected, just sharing a little bit about what I've been facing in this ongoing path of going down to become an entrepreneur. So we having girl talk today. My Instagram will be linked in today's episode description in case you don't want to listen to the end, but I hope you do. I just really want to try to encourage somebody through this, especially if you're on the path of just trusting God with your finances and with your business, because believe me, it is so hard, but there is a way. The way is Jesus. So as many of you guys know, I have just launched my business again, because let me give y'all a little bit of a backstory. So I have had a merchandise apparel business before, but I rebranded it. So I changed the name of it. I changed where the directory of where I was hitting my target audience and everything of that nature. So Biblical Batic Apparel used to be On Fire for God merch, but God led me up out of that, because honestly, even though the mission was genuine, it's like I still had those religious tendencies. And so those tendencies came about on some of the apparel. So that just got nipped in the bud during my, I'ma just say, 5-month, 6-month sabbatical off of Instagram, when really I was going through it. I was going through hell. But during this time, the Lord was dropping on me to do it again, but not in the same way that I had done previously. So that's where he spoke through my men and gave me Biblical Batic Apparel. And so I'm like, okay, Biblical Batic, what is this going to teach anybody? But the Lord had broke this down to me, and which led me to understand more of what I was going through, because mainly what I was going through during this 5-6 month MIA off of social media was feeling so lost within my identity, because I'm seeing, at that time that was, I'm seeing all these Christian influencers on Instagram that I followed, I looked up to, and you know, I had gotten in the circle with. I'm seeing them talk in a way that I don't talk, and I'm seeing them talk about these things in a way that God ain't talked to me about. And so I just began to feel so lost, in addition to them like kind of shunning me as I began to get out of that cult type vibe, you know what I'm saying? And I was just going through it. I just felt like at some point I felt like my life was a lie. Like, did I really, like, you know, I was going through so many thoughts. The enemy just had me wrapped up in my mind, and it led me into like a deep dark hole of depression. But coming up out of this, I was just like, you really can have a personality while you're in Christ. You really can have hobbies and talents and things that you love to do outside of praying and reading your Bible. Yes, these are essential things that we ought to be doing as a believer and follower of Jesus Christ, but we cannot deny and then deflect the fact that we are still human. At the end of the day, we are not perfect, nor are we Jesus, but yet we strive to be like him. Ephesians 5:1 talks about this. Therefore, little children, therefore us, Therefore, be imitators of Christ Jesus. That's what it says. So when being an imitator, we know that we're not going to fully be like Christ, but it doesn't mean we deny him, and it doesn't mean that we turn against him. And so many legalistic Christians have this man-made construct within their mind that if it ain't about Jesus, then it's of the world. But we forget to look at the heart posture. I say this so frequently, but it's true. We forget to look at the heart posture, and we forget that we serve a God that looks within our heart before he looks on the outside, because what is within is going to proceed out of the mouth, and therefore is going to proceed in the appearance that you have. But when we are doing these things like, say, makeup, white makeup, I don't look at it the same as I did when I was in the world, because when I was in the world, it was all about, okay, I want dude to lust over me. I want to entice him. I want him. And, you know, that was my motive behind wearing makeup, was to seduce, was to manipulate. But now I don't look at makeup, nor do I have the same heart posture towards it. I look at it as art. I look at it as a way to intensify and bring out the beauty that is already within me, that comes from the light of Christ. And there's no sin in that. But that in itself is a whole topic. But I say this to say, I was just in this loophole of just identity confusion. Like, yes, my identity is in Christ overall. I also have a life, and I also have things that I have a passion about. These things that can still be used to the glory of God, because many Christians, many so-called Christians, they put God in a box. Oh, God can't work through that. Okay, but my Bible said he worked through a prostitute. Quite frankly, a hoe. He worked through her, so he can't work through this. Oh, you can't tell the gospel like that. Okay, so we got to get on a boat and travel across the country and tell people about Jesus this way, when we have a whole phone that can send a text in under a second to somebody? Like, we put these boxes on what God can and what he cannot do. When we serve a God of the impossible, he can do the things that we cannot do and the things that we think we can't do. It's only possible through him. When I was coming out of this, yada, 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 that is where we get biblical baddie apparel. It's honestly to help women find that freedom from legalism. If you want to put religion up in there, you can, so that they can have freedom and creativity, have freedom in their beauty, to be reminded to look at the heart posture behind the things they do that is outside the nature of praying and reading their Bible. It honestly speaks of value that they have, and they shine differently than the woman of the world. And honestly, if you want to know more into the definition of a biblical baddie, you can really honestly go to the Instagram page. It's Biblical Baddie Apparel. I have a whole thread up there. And also on the website that will also be linked in this episode description, you can look at the meaning, the purpose behind the brand, and everything of that nature. But like I said, we're talking about entrepreneurship today. So going into preparing this brand, I worked on this brand for 5 months. It was a step-by-step process. But mind you, starting a business takes money. It costs money. You gotta spend money to make money. That's just the world we live in. And so as I was going through the motions and I was seeking God about it, I was like, God, how am I supposed to do this? I work a job that really act like they don't want to pay me. They cut my hours, and at some point they took me off the clock. I was like, how, God? You telling me to make this brand? I don't got money. It don't look like I'm going to get any money. I'm applying for jobs and ain't nobody saying nothing back. It's like you've put me back in the same place that I was in last year when you told me, God, you do not work for man. You work for me. And I felt like, am I going to go through this again? Well, you telling me not to work, but you telling me to do these things that cost money, but I ain't got no job. And it scared me. But I had to remember that within that time where he told me this before. Did he not make a way then? Because God works in extraordinary ways. And when we take those risks and we jump out on faith, because that's truly what faith is. Hebrews talks about this. It's believing in the things that we cannot see. It's believing in the things that we yet long for and hope for, and yet it doesn't appear as so. When we take those risks in trusting God, we got to be able to say, Lord, I know what you said. And although my circumstances look different, I'm going to trust you. And I learned through this whole thing, it's like when you trust God and you jump out on a leap of faith as so, people are going to look at you like you crazy. Think about Noah. Noah was out here building a whole ark, fam. Building a whole ark, a boat. He building a big old giant boat, right? And ain't no rain. And the people was probably looking at him like, why you doing this? We ain't had no rain. You better. God said, what? What are you talking about, man? You could come do this with us. We could do this and that and da da da. Because those people was partying and they was doing all these things unaware and had disbelief towards what Noah was doing. But Noah knew what God said and he was obedient to that. Not only did it prove the people wrong, God also provided in the midst of it. He provided for those who joined Noah in the ark, his family, his three sons and his three sons' wives. And that's why it's so important to keep those around you. Yes, Lord. That's gonna really support you, because they gonna get a blessing too. They gonna be protected too. Going through this, it's been so hard. It's so hard. But honestly, what I want you to get from this, it's to trust God, sis. If God told you this, even though it may look completely, and I mean completely different from what you see, you better jump out on faith knowing that God is a God that provides. He know what you need, and everything you need is in him. And there is freedom in him, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So when you're going into entrepreneurship, you're going into starting your business, even if it's going into starting that YouTube page, that Instagram, that TikTok, you better believe that your God, the God we serve, the God you serve, Elohim, the living God, is going to come through. And it don't matter what you see, what you feel, especially what you feel, because you know how discouraged I was? At some point, I felt like I was crazy. But here we go. I'm hearing Mike Todd's voice. Y'all say it with me. Crazy faith. Like, I was... We have to have that crazy faith. And yes, I was feeling extremely crazy. How you gonna be doing this? No job, but this costs money. Make it make sense. But God truly provides. And if you know what the Lord has said, believe it wholeheartedly. Faith without works is dead. Even though we may sit around and wait and have faith, don't forget to put in the work that testifies of your faith. If that means making sacrifices, if that means taking risks, spending the money that you may have but you don't have. You know how you have money but you don't have money? If that means so, you do that. Because understand, what you may lose in that moment, it's going to be restored back to you 10 times fold, in better condition and more in abundance than what you had before. We look at Job. Dude lost everything. He lost his family. He lost his cattle. He lost, you know, he was having problems with his health, but he lost. But what did the Lord God do? He restored. He restored. Sis, be encouraged, knowing the God that you serve restores, that he ignites such a fire within us that continuously fuels the faith that we have. And it's not like you need a bunch of faith. The Bible says, have faith as small as a mustard seed. That little bit of faith in itself, you know, that can move mountains. That could make so much provision for the vision, for the business, for the channel that God has placed in your heart to go out and do. You just got to be willing to step out on that faith and put in the work so that that faith you have can bloom and it, the fruit of your labor shall come to pass. You will begin to see those fruit. And even though I may not fully see the fruits of my labor right now, I know what God said. And that's all that matters. Because the word that God sends out, it shall be sent out to do indeed what he has said it is going to do. And it will not come back void. That is what the Bible says. It shall not come back void. And God is not like man that he should lie. He's not going to lie. He's not going to delay. He's not going to front. When God say it, you better believe it wholeheartedly. So whoever needed to hear that, you go out and do it. Go out, pursue it, do it. And don't feel no shame, no condemnation from anyone that may doubt you. You can do it, and you can only do it because of Christ that lives on the inside of you. But we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. And definitely, I just want to throw in some tips, because I can't just give you a godly word and then not give you no tips. So especially in the market of social media and with, I'ma say, apparel, you definitely want to know your target audience. Having a target audience is so crucial, because if I'm selling, let's say I'm selling skincare products, that might be a hint for the future, y'all. I don't know. But let's say that I did sell skincare products, right? And I try to go sell this to a person that purposely want their skin to be oily. They trying to go for the Guinness World Record. I don't know, y'all. But that right there is not going to sell, because look at the target audience that you're trying to sell it to. So I know that my brand is specifically for biblical baddies. I'm not going to get into what a biblical baddie is. Like I said, if you want to know, go to the Instagram page. But if I'm up here trying to sell to a biblical baddie, a woman that loves Jesus, but she also about her money, and she also about her craft and what she do on the outside of prayer and worship, if I'm trying to reach her, I can't be sitting up here trying to sell a shirt that's talking about everything else but that. I don't know if that makes sense. I tried to word that thing so good. I tried. Give your girl credit. But target audience, you want to direct what you have to sell to the person that's going to most benefit from it, a person that takes interest in it, and a person that is willing to spend their money on this because it's them. It represents them. And always have meaning to what you're selling. This is in the business aspect. I'm not talking about, you know, the purpose and the mission right now, because that is overall number one. But I'm talking about the business aspect. This is the only tip I'm going to drop, because maybe, possibly, I don't know, we might have a course. So, you know, target audience is so, so important, y'all. If you do, that's with anything. If you do plan on having a Christian-based clothing brand, whatever the case may be, target audience, look at who are you trying to reach with your products. How could this benefit them? Or it does it simply state and testify of them and who they are as a person? But the spiritual part of it is, we want Jesus' name to be known through it. We want it to be God-centered because this is obviously for him and not for us. Although, yes, we live in a world where we need funds, we need money. Money is good. Money is cool. It's not evil, but it's the love of money that makes it evil. You know, if you have such an ongoing lust after money, it's become evil and it's become distorted and perverted. But money itself isn't evil. It's the love of it that is. So when we go about making Jesus' name known, keep Jesus in the center. Pray over your business. Pray about your business. Pray over the steps before pursuing your business. You always want to be praying. You always want God's provision in the midst of it. Because the minute we take God out and we put ourselves in, it goes to shreds. It's in vain now. Especially, this is specifically for those that are faith-based Christians. You know what I'm saying? You a woman of God. Please, my dear love, please keep Jesus in the midst of it. I'm telling you. Please, 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 please. And so I'm believing in y'all. I really am. And honestly, if you have any questions, my DMs are open. Truly and honestly. But I really do pray this could have encouraged someone and, you know, allowed them to really truly believe in God to make a way out of no way when it comes to entrepreneurship and taking those financial risks. And even if they find themselves in a financial drought, you know, to continue going, to know that the Lord God said it, that's all that matters. And it doesn't matter what stands in between, because there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God. And there's nothing that can separate us from what God has said and his plan, because it shall come to pass. Amen. In Jesus' name. So I actually just want to say a quick prayer ending us out. I really do pray to make more episodes, because I be so MIA. Sometimes I be forgetting that I have a podcast. So please don't mind me. But if there's any topics, any questions, anything that you would like to hear me talk about, I would love to take that to the Lord in prayer and hopefully talk about that. Because it's so important to interact with your audience. And I'm trying, y'all, but I can't do this without y'all. I can't do it. So if you would, drop in the Q&A box if you're listening on Spotify. It may possibly be on Apple Podcasts, but if not, go ahead and drop it to my DMs. Y'all stayed to the end. If you did, you finna get my Instagram, okay? So please, please, please let me know anything you want to talk about, anything you want to hear, any concerns, any questions, any comments. Please let me know, and we finna pray out. I love y'all so much. God bless. Yes. So, Father God, we come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Whether it is day or night or evening, whatever time it is that this person across the screen is listening to this podcast episode, I pray that you may bless this woman of God. I pray that you would give her such ideas in regards to her business, to her YouTube channel, to her podcast. Oh, somebody is for the start of podcast. That you would give her ideas in the name of Jesus. Creative, God-given ideas. Do not allow the doubt that the enemy is trying to set up before her prosper, because the weapon may form, but it will not prosper in the name of Jesus. I ask that you would guard this woman of God, that you would guard her friends, and that there be a hedge of protection over her and her mind and the things that you have planned for her in Jesus' name. And allow this woman of God to release the things that are not of you, so that she can act and perform in your will and move by the Spirit and not of her flesh to get done the things that you have called her to do. I ask that you would allow her to bloom and flourish into the woman of God you're calling her and creating her to be in this time, in this moment, that there be progression, and that she would not knock herself down, or she wouldn't make herself feel as though she ain't able to do it. But she may not be able, but you, God, are able. You are able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we may ask, think, or imagine, your word says. So allow this woman to know that you are able, and don't allow her to condemn herself if she makes mistakes, if she fails the first time, the second time, or the third time. But allow her faith to grow and to bloom, even if it's just faith the size of a mustard seed. Allow her to obtain that faith to know that you, God, shall make provision, and that you, God, shall do it. You shall do it. it in Jesus' name, and allow her to keep pushing forward despite the negativity, despite the things that people may have said against her. And we come against every lie, every false hope, everything that is of the enemy that is forming against this woman of God right now in Jesus' name. Allow her to keep moving forward. Allow her to keep believing in you, believing in the things that she may not even see. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this woman of God's life. I thank you for the love that she has for you, and may she continue to keep you first in all that she does. Seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall come afterwards. Allow her to believe that in her heart. Seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall follow. Allow her to believe this in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we just seal this prayer in the blood of Jesus, thanking you for the sacrifice of your son, thanking you for your mercies that are new each and every day. And if there's any woman of God that has felt depressed or let down because of the things she sees around her, she sees other people's business prospering, she sees them getting sales, she sees them getting attention, she sees them flourishing, and she herself feels as though she's stagnant and stuck, may she put aside time to seek you in your will, that she may put aside time, God, to soak in your presence, so that she may know that she can be still and know that you are God. You are God. You sit high and you look low. You are God in which we serve, and we believe in you in this day, in this time, and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray and seal this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Don't forget to rate this show and turn on the bell notification so that you don't miss when I upload a new episode. Follow me on social media. My social media will be linked in today's episode description. And until next time, God bless, and we'll see you back here.
And if you're churchy, please don't sit with us.